Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for you are great and mighty. In the name of Jesus, we just give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, and the thanksgiving. Oh God, we honor you as Lord. We honor you as Shepherd. We honor you as King, the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, the Lord God who created the heavens and the earth, the Mighty One, the Holy Righteous One. Lord, there are no human words that can truly express your greatness. You are greater, oh God, than human words can express. You are great. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are King. You are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty Father. Lord, there's nobody holy like you, nobody great like you, nobody powerful, and nobody mighty like you, oh God. You are the one who put the sun, the moon, the stars in the sky. In the name of Jesus, the clouds and all of creation owe you glory. All of creation owe you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mokoshaba Ade Eko. So, Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving because truly you deserve more than we can give you, oh God. If we had 1,000 tongues or more, we could not give you enough glory, enough praise, enough honor. In the name of Jesus, you are great, greatly to be praised. We exalt you highly, oh God. You are the love of our lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you're the one who commanded us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. In the name of Jesus, and Father, you're the one who loved us first. So we return that love back to you. We are giving you glory, praise, honor, thanksgiving, love. Love to the one that we adore. Love to the one who created us, the one who blew your very breath into us, and we are living souls even today. Hallelujah. What a great Father you are. We thank you that you are strategic, God, and that you have plans. You don't do things randomly just to be doing them. You have great plans for all your children, and we say thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba. Thank you. You are Yahweh, the Lord of our lives, and we say hallelujah to the great almighty God, to the one who created human beings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, on the sixth day, oh God, and then you are so awesome, on the seventh day you rested, oh yes, you are wise, to the all-wise, almighty Father, what a great God you are, awesome, holy, mighty, oh yes, Lord, your love is contagious. And we spread it everywhere we go. Oh, God, we tell people about the great love you have for them. You said go into all the world and teach others who you are. Tell them about the great love you have for them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you are Jehovah Ra. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we won't fear any evil. Because you are with us, your rod and your staff is comforting us every day of our lives. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. No God can heal like you. No God is great like you. No God is mighty like you. Be high and lifted up, our King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We praise your name. We give you glory and thanksgiving. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the praise. All the thanksgiving belong to you. We owe our very lives to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are Lord of our lives. You are the one who provides everything, abundant life. You provide health and strength. You provide for our needs, everything, oh God. We owe everything to you. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. We are so grateful that we could call on your holy name. You are Jehovah Sitkanu, a righteous God, righteous, righteous, righteous and holy. In the name of Jesus, Let the righteous say amen. Let the righteous bow before the King of Kings in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are the one who give us peace, peace of mind in the name of Jesus. If it was not for you on our side, oh God, we'd be in trouble, great trouble, big trouble. And so, Father, I thank you that trouble don't last always in the name of Jesus. And you said man born of woman have few days and they're full of trouble. So, Lord, we need you more than we ever needed you before because trouble has hit the land. But, Lord, through your grace and your mercy, you have kept us safe in the name of Jesus from the virus, from seen and unseen dangers. What a great Father you are. We give you glory. We give you praise. Oh, as you order our steps, you said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. Order our steps in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Order our steps. And it's a great afternoon here in Jacksonville, Florida. Today is the seventh day of April. Isn't God good? Oh, he's awesome. Yeah, when we thought we weren't going to make it, he said, yep, you my child, you're going to make it. You are my very elect child. So I thank God we made it thus far by faith. Hallelujah. Now, I thank God for each one of you coming on with us today. On Wednesday, midweek Bible study. I thank God for you. I thank God for your family. I thank God for the children. I thank God for everybody. Yeah, we are blessed by the best. Oh, my God. God woke us up again this morning. Ah, it wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't our mindset. It was the Almighty. It was the Father. The one who created us. You know his name. You know everything concerning him. You know who he is. You know him. Yeah, the one who created you. The one who wakes you up every morning. The one who says, Abba, Father. The one that we can say, Abba, Father, too. So, good afternoon again. It's praise time. It's time to give the Lord glory, praise, and thanksgiving like never before. We owe him all the glory, all the praise, all the thanksgiving. He's almighty. That means it's nothing impossible to him. Yeah, you know they got those weightlifters out there. The Lord can lift every weightlifter with one finger. Even by saying, lift up, he can even speak it. He's awesome now. You know we serve a great God. He's a mighty God. And he loves you. I'm not kidding. You don't believe it? Open the word. Open the word of God. It says, for God so loved the world. John 3:16. You don't know it? If you don't know it, look it up. For God so loved the world. Read it. Tell other people about it. He loves you and you and you and you and you and you. So I thank God for each one of you. We have Glory Dean Charlo on with us this afternoon, and she's going to sing and play a song of praise I tell you what, she was born, I think, with the piano in her fingers. I think they set her to the piano the day she was born, so she plays like she was born playing the piano. Good afternoon, Sister Gloria Jean. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Praise God. Surely wish they were born, putting in my hands when I was born. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo wee. Oh, praise be to God. Praise be
amen.
To God. I would really be
really amen. Out. Amen. What are you going to play today?
You were talking about John 3:16. Well, I thought about that too. You being our shepherd, being our sacrificial lamb. I thank him here what he did, and he took care of the sins of our world and from us, whatever. So I want to sing, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Praise God.
Oh, my God. I love it.
As soon as I get to the piano.
Celebrating the victory of Calvary every day.
Amen.
Calvary. Calvary. Calvary.
Minister Lanny McBride, we thank God for you. Awesome. Yep, he died for our sins even before we were born. And I thank the Lord for what he did for us on Calvary. He said, it is finished. And you know what? He said, Lord, if this cup could pass for me, let it be so. But I'm willing to be obedient. How many of us are willing to be obedient? We each got a cup we got to bear. But how many of us are willing to be obedient in spite of? And, you know, I admire Job because Job said, I love the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So I thank God for Job. You know, Job was one that he was faithful to God. His wife tried to convince him to do something. You know, to curse God and die. But he wasn't hearing it. His friend said, Job, you must have sinned. You had to do something. Why are you suffering like that? Well, I thank God that Jesus died for us. on Calvary, and it is finished. He did everything on the cross for us, so we don't have to worry. Oh, yeah, he made it, and we're going to make it. So I thank God today for each one of you. We have Sister Vivian Collins on with us from Louisiana. Got two Louisiana people on here at least. She's going to sing a song of praise for us this afternoon. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian. How are you?
I'm great. Praise the Lord. How is everyone? Praise God.
Amen. What are you going to sing?
Sweet Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you what, we've been praising the Lord this afternoon. Sweet Holy Spirit. Nothing like our Holy Spirit lead and guide us. Don't you hear his voice? He's leading us in a plain path. And I thank God for Calvary when the Lord said it is finished. And you know what? We are rejoicing. We are so glad that Jesus lifted us. If he hadn't lifted us, oh, my God, I don't even want to think about it. I thank God for each of you all being on with us this afternoon. God is such an awesome king, a mighty God, a redeemer. Yep, he redeemed us. So all we got to do is obey. You know what love is. Loving Father means that you obey. You know, you can love somebody, but ain't nothing like loving God. And love and obedience is synonymous with one another. Don't say you love God and you obeying the devil. Whoops. You got to obey God. And if you don't know how to obey, open up the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth. It'll tell you how to obey. It'll tell you what to do. So we need those basic instructions before we're going to leave the earth now. All right. We're going to leave here one day. So I thank God for each of you. I'm going to open up all the lines. We're going to have Bible study today. I'm going to ask Minister Lainey McBride if she will pray for Sister Thelma, our precious sister who has not been well, but she's on her way to recovery, and for all of our families today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, how glad we are and how humbled we are that we can call you our Father. We find so much comfort in knowing that you are always there. You're always God. You're always all-powerful. You're always ever-present. We thank you, Father. We lift up our sister to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the progress that's been made. We thank you for what you're doing in her body, in her soul, her spirit, and mind, that they all agree that you are the greater one in her. And we come against all the infections, all the assaults of the spirit of infirmity they've tried to hold her hostage. We thank you, God, that you are setting her free, and it has been manifested little by little to the point that we're going to see the full manifestation according to your word. your will and your way. We lift up all the people on the line, all the families on the line, all of our extensions. We thank you for the grace, God, you've already shown. But we're also aware that there's nothing that we will can ever do on our own, so we invite you to lord over all of us, lord over all of our business, everything we're touching, everything we're in. We thank you for your word that tells us that anything that you will perfect those things that concern us. And, Father, ultimately, we just want to be in your will. We want to be in your way. And we need to be physically fit to do the work of the ministry. But we know that we're all ambassadors for Christ. And we need our bodies and we need our spirit, our strength, and our mental ability and all of that to help to propel us to a place of excellence. We thank you, God, that you're doing that even right now, Father. Hallelujah. We speak those things and be not as though they were, but we expect you to show yourself strong in your body of believers. Hallelujah. You are the power and you are the glory. God, in your word, you said in the model prayer, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And when our earth is out of line, we pray, God, that you, heaven will come down and speak to our issues. We believe the word of God. We believe the power of God. We believe in resurrection power. We believe in the workings of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the angels that you've got, that you have assigned to us to assist us, those who are the heirs of salvation. You have perfected a way for us to be whole in you. So we receive it all in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you for angelical sisters. Thank you for the name of Jesus and especially for the blood of Jesus, representative, hallelujah, of resurrection power. We commit ourselves to you, God, and we thank you for wholeness and healing. It's in the name of Jesus. We expect you, God, to show yourself strong in a minute now. And until then, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Bless this, our sister, G, who's leading our group. Bless her with continued wisdom, strength, and knowledge to be able to do those things that you have put in her heart that she must share with us. We thank you for victory in all things. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank God for powerful prayers. Thank God that we could communicate with our Lord. Yeah, he gave us a way we could communicate with him. And we can say, Abba, Father. And he's already heard before we called him. So thank you for that powerful prayer, Minister Laney. We appreciate it. All right.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask you all something. If you could, if you need to make noise or got a radio on or TV on something, would you put your phone on mute because all the sounds come onto the radio? And there are people who listen all over the world. This is an international station. So if you could eliminate as much noise as possible, that would be so great. All right. Well, get your Bibles out. It is Bible facts time. We're going to look into some facts in the Bible. All right, Bible facts. Bible facts. All right. Hopefully you got your Bibles ready. You know how we do it. We always have our Bibles ready when we come on to listen. And somebody's got a radio on, a TV on in the background. Would you turn it off, please? Thank you. All right, we still got that radio. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to find that number, and I'm going to put you on mute. So in case you want to ask a question, press 1 on your phone. But right now, somebody's got a TV on. I'll put their phone on mute. So if you want to ask a question, either dial back in or press 1. Okay, if pressing 1 don't make it, dial back in. But we can't hear the questions if you got a TV in the background. I'm telling you, the radio pick up every sound, little bitty sound. So thank you for your kindness, your consideration. We appreciate it. All right, so Bible facts. I'm going to read each one questions 2 times, and then you state your name and tell where it's found. Still got somebody doing something in the background. You know how they move the pots, the pans, and all of that. I know you know it picks up because every week I'm saying the same thing. I'm beginning to be like a, you know, one of them mamas who's, you know, always fussing, and I don't like it. Put your phone on mute, please. If you say, if you tell me, Sister D, would you put my phone on mute? Because I got to do something. I'll do it. I don't mind. All right. So number one, from the books of the law, which book, chapter, and verse says this? And Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. Which book, chapter, and verse from the books of the law? Can you find that? And Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. Where is that found? All right. I don't hear pages turning. All right, brother. Go ahead. State your name. Brother Brian, I heard you laughing. You got the answer, Brother Brian?
Almost.
All right. And Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. I know Vivian. She always on it. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Go ahead.
This is Mary.
Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Okay. I have Genesis chapter 37 and about the dream.
What verse?
Verse.
No, ma'am. You got to have book, chapter, and verse. Okay,
verse 5. And
right.
Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And that's from Genesis 37 and 5.
Good job. Excellent. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. Now we're moving right along. This is which major prophet name was changed to Belshazzar? Which book, chapter, and verse? Belshazzar. I'm sorry. Belshazzar. He was a major prophet. State your name and the answer. Book, chapter, verse. I know some of you know it because you're Bible scholars, but we're taking it a step further. You got to give the book, chapter, and the verse. He was a major prophet. His name was changed to B-E-L-T-E. State your name.
Yeah, I got his name. Sorry.
State your name. State your name. Okay, go ahead. You got to have book, chapter, and verse.
Sorry. I know who it was, but I'm looking for the verse.
No, ma'am.
Sorry.
No, ma'am. You got to get the book, chapter. Don't speak till you get
ma'am.
A book, chapter, the verse. You're cheating, Sister Mary. You're cheating. Come on, Brother Brian, Sister Vivian, Gloria Dean. I know y'all know it.
I know, but I got to get the, I got to get it down. Got to get the get it to verse.
Oh, Brother Brian, you got it.
Sister G, what's the verse again?
I ain't giving you the verse. I'm asking you for the verse.
I thought I had, but
his name was changed from B-E-L. T-E-S-H-A-Z-A-Z-Z-A-R. Where is it? What's his name?
Oh,
where was it found?
Ooh.
Type in his name. Type in that name and tell me what you get. Come on. Y'all got to search. You know how the Bible says search the scriptures. I could have made a mistake. Search and find out if I made a mistake. Come on, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all are so brilliant.
Whose name was changed to Beth-Zara?
You got it? Type in that name, B-E-L-T-E-S-H-A-Z-Z-A-R-A.
Mary,
okay.
Fourth chapter of Daniel, it's verse 8, but at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying. Now.
Amen. You got it right, y'all. Amen. I love y'all. Y'all just searching. Yep. Got it. That's correct. It was Daniel. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 7. You all are so brilliant. All right, we're moving to the next one. We're on the prophets again. Which minor prophet is the last book in the Old Testament? Which minor prophet is the last book in the Old Testament? Now, that was easy. You don't even have to look up book, chapter, verse. Just know the book.
Sister G, I think I know this one. This is the Brother Brian, the book of Malachi.
Woo! Hallelujah. That's it. Malachi. Got it. All right. You got an AA plus. All y'all got an AA plus. Thank God. Okay. All right. Here's the next one. Listen carefully. And you got to find, tell me the book, chapter, and verse. Which book, chapter, and verse says, I'll give you a clue, it's in the New Testament, book of the epistles, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Where is that? That's in the New Testament, book of the epistles. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and let every woman have her own husband. Where's that? Find it. Give me the book, chapter, verse, and read it. Y'all doing so wonderful.
This is Sister Lady, 1 Corinthians,
okay.
7, chapter, the second verse.
All right, you got it. Read it.
Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband.
Amen. You got that right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we switching, y'all. We got homework. I know y'all love homework. I don't know. Some people like housework, but... I like homework. I'd rather do homework than housework. So I know somebody did the homework last week. Sister Vivian got a monetary, what do you call it, reward. But she's the only one who did the homework. She got a...
Hello.
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 Hello. Seems like we lost the G. Hello.
Yeah, we lost the G.
Like we lost her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it chapter 29 of Genesis?
Chapter 29. My phone disconnected. So somebody was doing the homework. Can you tell me your name again and start again, please? Hello?
Yes,
I'm just asking the question. Was it chapter 29 of Genesis?
Chapter 30.
Okay, thank you.
This is Sister Laney. I did 29. I got off early last week because I go to the dentist, and I did 29. I didn't do 30.
All right, well, we'll listen to you. You want to do 29? Go ahead, and then we'll move on to 30. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I have, this is in verse 2. How many flocks of sheep were lying by the well in the field with Jacob? I mean, how many flocks of sheep were lying by the well in the field? It's in verse 2 of Genesis 29.
I have the answer.
Okay.
Ma'am.
State your name and answer.
Mary. Three flocks.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. In verse 2, there was an Eastern custom of greeting and friendship. Even men kissed men. You met everybody with a holy kiss. What did Jacob do after he kissed Rachel? In verse 11.
This is Sister Vivian, and Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept.
That's right. That's a whole other subject one day. verse 14. After Rachel called for her father to see and speak with Jacob, how long did he stay with them? Verse 14.
How long what?
After Rachel called for her father to see and speak with Jacob, how long did he stay with them? In verse 14.
Mary, he stayed a month.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. Verse 16. What was the name of Laban's younger daughter, and what was the name of Laban's older daughter? Verse 16.
Vivian, the elder daughter was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel.
That's correct. Verse 20. I'm gonna skip that, but I'm going to 23. Verse 23. Jacob tricked his brother out of his birthright blessing. How did Laban trick him? It's in verse 23. Jacob, who was a trickster, tricked his brother out of his birthright blessing. How did Laban trick him? Verse 23.
Want me to read it?
Yes, ma'am.
State your name.
Sister Vivian. Sister Vivian. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in and had sex with her.
Right.
He thought
he was sleeping with Leah. With Rachel, he was sleeping with Leah.
Yeah.
Her father stooped in the evening, but I guess he couldn't see her. Okay.
Yep.
All right. That was my question. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sister Laney. Who's next?
Say
your name,
ma'am,
and read your question. Thank you. Excellent question.
This is Sister Vivian. I'm in 30. And my
30?
First question, Genesis chapter 30. My first question is, Bilhah had how many sons by Jacob, and what were their names? In verse 6 and 8.
36. Gloria Dean, I didn't understand the question.
How many sons did Bilhah have by Jacob?
I think she had two. Gloria Dean, I believe she had two sons.
Yes. And what were their names?
What scripture is that?
In 6 and 8, we'll give you the name.
6 and 8?
Yeah.
I knew one of them was Zebulon. One was Zebulon. And that's, you were 6 and 8, you said, okay?
Yeah.
Dan. One was Dan.
Yeah.
And the other was Naphtali.
Yes, right. Yes. Zilpah, how many sons did she have in 11 and
13?
11
and 13. Who's that?
Leah?
Leah, you said?
Zilpah. 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 Leah's maid.
What's the question?
Well, how many sons did she have in the name?
In the 11th verse in chapter 30 was, she had, one of the names was Gad, G-A-D.
Yeah.
Verse 13. She had Asher.
Yes. Yes. And who bore the fifth child in verse 6? Who bore the sixth child? Genesis 30 and 18, and what was his name?
31 and 18.
State your name.
That's a car.
All right. 30 and 21, finally there was a daughter born. And what was her name?
Gloria Dean, Diane. Dinah.
Yes. Then God opened Rachel's womb. And what did she bear? A son or a daughter? And that's in 30 and 23.
Son.
All right, and what was his name?
Joseph
and Benjamin.
Amen. All right, thank you
all. This is Vivian. Who's next? Homework.
Gloria Dean, I think I have it together. The first question is in chapter 29, the fourth verse. Chapter 29, Genesis. In what place was Jacob found? 4, verse 4. In what place was Jacob found? When he left to go find another place, he had to get out of his hometown.
Sister Vivian, in Haran.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, in the second question, I think somebody did that already, huh? 16, they did that already, huh? What were the names of Laban's daughter? What was the name of his daughter? Both of them. It's in verse 16.
It's a big man, Leah.
I may have the wrong. I may have the wrong thing. There's 29 and 16.
Sister Vivian, Leah and Rachel.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And in 23, in verse 23, 29, chapter 29, 29, chapter 29. And what daughter did Laban bring to Jacob? In verse 23. What daughter did Laban bring to Jacob?
Sister Vivian, Lydia.
All right, Sister Vivian, give somebody else a chance to answer, please. Thank you. I appreciate you. But give somebody else
waiting.
A chance also.
That's
okay. You got to wait a little bit.
Longer.
A little bit longer. Thank you.
Okay. Now, this is chapter 30. Looking at chapter 30. How many sons did Leah have for Jacob? Let's look at verse 20. How many sons did Leah have for Jacob?
What verse was that, sister?
Oh, verse 20.
Yes,
how many sons did Leah have for Jacob?
This is Sister Laney in verse. In Genesis 30 and 20, Leah bore him six sons.
Good. That's good. That's right. Now, this is the last question. This is going to come out of 32. What shall be Jacob's hire?
Brian, his hire was all of the flock that were spotted and speckled.
Verse 32, read.
Oh, I will pass through all thy flock today, remove from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle and all brown cattle among the sheep and spotted and speckled among the goats. Of such shall be my hire.
Yeah, that's his hire. What shall be his hire? Praise God. That's my last question. That's the last question. I had five. Did I give all five?
All right.
I did.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Did.
You did. Thank you. Who else did the homework? Anybody else did the homework? State your name.
May I try? This is Mary.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In chapter 29, there was something that should not be done in the country. What was it? And
what verse?
26.
29:26.
Yeah, well.
State your name and the answer.
Sister Vivian, to give the younger before their firstborn.
Yes.
The younger in marriage. Yeah, the younger in marriage before the firstborn. Okay.
Second question. And I will say that my daughter's name is Leah. So this is a fun chapter. Speaking of Leah, what was the first son born to Leah?
What
verse? Somebody can answer.
And the verse was 32.
Verse 29, 32, okay.
This is Sister Lane.
Go ahead, Gloria Jean. Okay, go ahead.
I think. If I know who it was, I think
Sister Lane.
Sister Lane, both of us got it. We know it's Reuben.
That's
just
right.
Reuben.
All right.
That's right.
All right. Y'all doing great. Keep going. Sister Mary.
Okay. This is the third question.
Number three, yes.
What? Yeah. When these from chapter 30, these two sisters were basically in rivalry, and the question is, when Rachel, how did Rachel feel about not being able to have children?
What verse?
One.
This is Sister Mary, and she envied her sister.
Yes. Would you read that verse, please? Chapter 30, verse 1.
She said read it.
Yes, please.
And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die.
Thank
All
you.
All right.
That was good. Question number four. What happened as proof that God was watching over Rachel? What happened? And the answer is in 30:22.
Sister Lady, God opened up her womb that she could conceive her own children.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Thank you. So
yep.
I have one more question. When Jacob was trying to disengage from his crafty father-in-law in 30 and 31, Laban asked Jacob what should he give him to basically to make up for all of the tricks he'd played on Jacob. And in order to, I guess, get Rachel as his wife. And that's 30 and 31.
Gloria Dean, that's
30 and 31.
And said,
go ahead, Gloria. No, go ahead.
Oh, who, me? Gloria Dean. And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. He said he's going to feed and keep his flock. That's what he would do.
Yes.
He didn't want anything,
hey.
But he will again feed his flock.
Those are
All
my
right.
questions.
Anybody else? Homework. Y'all did great. I'm proud of you guys. Hallelujah. Anybody else did their homework? Nobody else did their homework. All right. Well, you all did super. We had 4 people did their homework. Out of probably about 9 people, 10 people. But thank God for you all who did your homework. Well, I'm going to ask Minister Gloria Jean if she will give a summary of Genesis 29 and 30. And if you can stop about 10 minutes, no longer than 2:10 p.m.
Huh? What is it? 2:10?
Stop at 2:10. 10 minutes after 2. Give a summary of 29 and 30.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best. I tell you, this was kind of rough. And 10 minutes after 2?
I loved it. Ma'am?
10 minutes after 2. Oh, you mean 10 minutes after 1, huh?
Oh, 1 o'clock your time. Pardon me. You can start now.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Help me, Lord. This is 29. Okay. Please, God. This is about, all this is about Jacob and finding himself in another country, a city or whatever that his father told him to go to. He didn't want to have no children in Canaan, so he said, go to your mother's brother and where he is so you can get a wife there. Praise God. This is Jacob talking to Isaac talked to his son, Jacob. Am I getting this right? Okay. Jacob went to this place, and he wanted to know where he was after he got there. And he saw some, I guess it was shepherds, you know, attending the flocks. And they came upon a stone, a well, came to a well. And the well had covered up on it. And he asked one of the shepherds, where am I? And they answered, you're in Haran. And he said, oh, well, okay. And Jacob felt now that he was in the right place. And he said, well, do you all know Laban? Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, yes, we know him. He said that here comes his daughter right now, Rachel. She's coming to sheep now to water his sheep, praise God. And when Jacob saw her, he saw the beauty she had, you know. And while when he saw her come up there, he's the one that fed the flock for her. And then he kissed her. I think he did that first. Then he kissed her. After he kissed her, you know, he lifted up his voice and he wept. He really wept because he was so happy to see one of the relatives, you know. But he's the one that fed the flock first for her. And Jacob told her that he was her father's brother. He was her father's Rachel. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother and that he was Rebecca's son. Rebecca, my mother, you know, was her brother, and he had come to another place, or I put it like that. And it came to pass, when Laban heard about Jacob in town, he embraced him, he was so happy, and kissed him. And Laban said to him, surely you are my bone and my flesh. And he stayed with him a month. He stayed a month with him. And Laban said, because of his brothers, he wanted to serve each Laban, and Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught, you know, with wages? And he said, no, not my brother. And Laban had two daughters, and the name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Okay, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? So he was telling him for nothing. What would his wages be? But anyway, he told him about the two daughters, Rachel and Leah first. Leah was the older, and then Rachel, praise God. And think about this, how they looked. Leah was tender-eyed, and Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. She was looking good. And that's what Jacob was looking at. And Jacob loved Rachel. And he told Laban, I will serve thee 7 years to Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it's better that I give it to thee than another person, some other nation or something. And David said, it is better. And Jacob served him for the 7 years for who? For Rachel. All right, after the 7 years, he brought Leah to Jacob. He brought Leah to Jacob. And Jacob, he went in and he had, you know, he went in with her and just say sex, whatever. And then when he awakened that morning or whatever, he saw that he had, it was Leah and not Rachel. And he wanted to know, what in the world, why did you do that to me? Why did you do that? And he said, in this, Laban told him, said, well, in this country, I tell you, the older does not go before, the younger does not go before the older. And he said, oh, my goodness. So so that was his wife. But later on, he went on and gave Rachel to him anyway. And when he gave Rachel to him, to Jacob, that was like polygamy, you know, with us. So she had the two. But he still had to work another 7 years, you see, another 7 years for Rachel. Although she was with them, she still had to do another 7 years in order to have her wife. So during that time, you know, Amy started to come into sisters because Leah began to have babies and things. And, you know, and she really began to get upset about that. You know, it's I was thinking of two other sisters that happened to, you know, someone else it happened to. And she really did envy her sister. And she began to have babies. There she go. And her first baby was Reuben. She had the first child because Rachel could not have any children. She was barren. She could not have any. And all she could do is see Rachel continuously having children. And she was so upset about it, you know. In chapter 30, she continued to have, she began to have Reuben. She began to have Simeon. She began to have Levi. And then, and Judah. Those were the sons that she had. She had 1, 2, 3, 4 sons. And then back in 30, go to the 30 chapters, it continues on with the same thing, having babies, married to Jacob. And Jacob, you know, all he can do is take the women because what Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel because Rachel said, give me children or else I die, you know, because she said, and he told her, am I in God's stead who had withheld this from you? She was upset about it. She gave it to Jacob. I'll tell you like this. Why can't I have any baby? Why you can't have no babies for me? What are you doing? Why can't I? I'll put it like that in real life. Why can't you? You having babies for Leah. Now, what about some for me? Why you can't have any for me? Well, she was barren. He doesn't know. He said, I can't make you have no babies. I can't do that. That's God's business. And so she, the next day, the next one, Bill, see, they both had concubines, different maids. So what happened, and Jason was angry, you know, he's up about what she said. And then she said, behold my maid. She had a maid, and she said that I'm going to give my maid to her so she can have a child. And Jacob went into with her and conceived and had a son, and he was called Dan. And then Rachel did it again with wrestlings, you know. And each one had a name. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, well, she received and she gave a child for Jacob. And the child was called, well, first was called Dan, and Naphtali was the next one. And then Zipporah, Leah's maid, Jacob, her son, she did it. And Leah said, a troop coming, and she called his name Gad. All right, they began having babies. And then Zipporah, Leah's maid, married Jacob, a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughter will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in, and one day Reuben went in, you know, picking flowers and different things about that time of weather, pretty little flowers growing up, and Reuben went in and he picked up some mandrakes. Mandrakes are little flowers, pretty flowers. And you know what? They are, when you're given to a person, they are to have you to conceive. You'll be able to have conception and have a baby. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Oh. She was mandrakes of the flowers that give conception. You know, it brings love and everything, and that'll make you bear babies and things. So when Rachel saw him giving that to Leah, she said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? You've taken my husband. Now you want my son's mandrakes? In other words, you know, that's Leah because, the envy came between them, envy. And because the one couldn't have, the other was bare. And that happened in anybody's life like that. And then when the young man found Reuben gave his mother the flowers, well, guess what? She knew what it was for. And that's why Rachel wanted her to give it to her. And therefore, he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. And that's why she said, you already have a husband. Now you want to take my mandrakes so your husband can lay with you, whatever. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and she said, thou must come unto you. She said, surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he said, and guess what? He went on to lay with her. He had sex with her. And guess what? Leah had conceived and had a fifth son. But you see, that's why Rachel wanted her to please give her the mandrake so she can have sex. You already took my husband. Now you want my son's mandrake? That's what she's telling her. But she really wanted to bear a baby. And Leah conceived, and then Leah had given had another baby after that. And that his name was called Zebulon because he came out as the sixth born baby, the sixth child, the sixth baby. And afterwards, she bare a daughter, and her daughter was called Dinah. And God remembered, and guess what? And during this time, God remembered Rachel. Now, this is when God remembered Rachel's womb. And he opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son and called him Joseph. And the Lord should add to, and she said, the Lord is going to add to me another son. And it shall come, and it's going to come to pass with Rachel, she had born Joseph, praise God. And she said, then it was time for Jacob to leave, and he wanted to go with his family now and go back to his hometown. So he went to Laban, and he said, give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee. Because it was 14 years he served, and he was about to serve him more. And let me go, for thou knowest my service, which I have done. He had to serve 14, because 7 for Leah, and he do 7 for Rachel, praise God. And so Laban said, I have found a favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by spirit that the Lord had blessed me for thy sake. So Laban learned that he was blessed real good by the work that Jacob had done for him. And he said, appoint me the wages. And he said, he said, but no, I have served thee and how thy cattle was with me. He was ready to go. He wanted to leave then. But Laban didn't want him to leave because he was rich. He really did well with him. But, I think with Jacob, he still had a little craftiness in him. So he stayed. He said, now what shall I give thee? And he said, oh, he's going to stay with him and work a little bit longer. And what Jacob did, he said, I will give my, he said, and Jacob said that, you'll give me anything if thou will do this thing for me. I will, again, feed and keep your flock. But he said, I will pass through all thy flock today, receiving from thence all the speckled and spotted. He was letting him know all the cattle he's going to take from him when he leaves. He took the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be his hire. All that's going to be him when he leaves, when he hires, stay with him longer to get all of that. And so he stayed with him, and Laban thought it was okay, so that's what he told him. So what happened? And when he left, he removed that day the goats that were ring-stacked, and spotted, and all the goats that were speckled and spotted everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them unto the hands of his sons. He gave them all to the hands of his sons. That's what Jacob did. So you see, if he had all his sons, so he had all those sheep that he had gotten out, found for himself, and he set 3 days' journey between them. It'll be a 3 days' journey. And Jacob took rods, just where the craftiness had come. The rods which he got were to be put into the water, the gutters in water, the water in the troughs, when the flies had to drink, they would should conceive when they came to drink. But the rod was something that he put in there that would do something to that they wouldn't come out that good. And so that made, to me, his sheep, his cattle and rabbit didn't come out good that we for labor. And he put his own flocks by themselves and put them in. And what he did with the flocks, he put his with his and Jacob with his, Laban's with his. And it came to pass when the cattle did conceive, and Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters that they might conceive among the rods. Now the rods, something like a long stem, he must have put them in. I had to study more of that and think. The way he put it in, it weakened the. It wasn't good for the other cattle, you know. But when the cattle were feet, they became feeble, and he put them not in for him, but for Laban, he put in for Laban, you know, to weaken his cattle and everything. And the man increased exceedingly and much cattle and maidservants and men servants and camels and asses. So therefore, what he did, he weakened him. But when Jacob left with his flock and everything, this is what he left with, because he wanted him to know he didn't steal anything from him, because what he had was the speckled and spotted cattle and all the brown cattle among the sheep and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. That was his hire. That's what he would get when he leave. So so that Laban couldn't say about that, because he did do just like he said. And then I didn't go all the way to the 31. But you see, that was a trick. Jacob was still doing little crafty things, you know. And so what happened, as I said, you know, prosperity really became a part of Jacob. But Laban, you know, kind of weakened down, so he had all the feebler Laban's, and Jacob had all the stronger cattle and things. So therefore, in 31, Laban, and he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob had taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's had he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field of his flock, and he said unto them, I see your father's countenance. He's not happy for what happened. That is not for me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father. He told them that. And this, I just took that little point out to go along with that other 30, to let her know he got all the nice things, all the good cattle and everything. So he went away, and he was beautiful, and he got all his daughters, got his two daughters, and all his sons, got all his family with him, and he went on back. And I have to know, I have to learn, read that 31, so I can know what 31 is about. So thank you.
All right. You did an excellent job.
Amen. Hey, that was rough. It was a little bit rough for me, but I came through. Maybe, somebody else.
You forgot.
Do a little bit
I'm gonna tell you like I tell the children. Philippians 4:8. I mean 13. Philippians 4:13. Read it, clergy. Vivian can tell you what it say. What it say, Vivian?
Oh, I know what it said. He said he would give us strength. I can do all things through Christ Jesus strengthens me.
That's it. 13. I know you could do it. You did an excellent job. Oh, my God. That summary was awesome. So okay. At the beginning of the summary, you got to start saying, I'm going to do an excellent job today, y'all. That's what I tell the children. Don't put yourself down. Put it. I'm going to do an excellent job today, y'all. So you got to. You did an excellent job, Lurdy, and I'm so proud of you. Of course, you know you went over the time, but that's all right. You did 10 minutes longer.
Oh, I'm sorry. So,
it was good.
About it.
I let you keep going because it was so good.
Way. It was kind of rough for you. That was rough. And I was going to stop at 30, but some kind of way, when I was going to stop at 29, you can't stop at 29. You got to keep going. And then you got to keep going at 31. But I have to study more at 31.
All right. So next week
you're going to
do 31. All right, y'all know homework. Next week, Genesis 31. You know, y'all supposed to have a tablet with Wednesday midweek Bible study written on it, and then you write your homework down every week. So we're on chapter 31 next week. Now I want to ask y'all a question about chapter 30. How long, I don't want Vivian to answer. I don't want Glory Jean to answer. Somebody else.
Thank you.
they already know the answer already, but I want somebody else to answer. How long after Jacob married Leah was Rachel given to him to be a wife? Somebody tell me. How long? State your name and tell me. Not Vivian, not Glory Jean.
Mary?
All right, Sister
Mary. 1 week. 1 week.
You're right. Give me 1 week. Read it.
I have to find it.
All right, I'll read it. Genesis 30, verse 27, and I'm going to read 26. Laban answered, "It is not our cup." Well, you know, Jacob was really mad when he found out he'd been tricked into marrying Leah. And so then he said, "It's not our custom to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish the week of wedding festivals with this daughter, Leah. Then we will give you the other one too. But you'll have to work another 7 years." And you know what? I was taught wrong. I was taught that after 7 years, he got Leah. Then he worked 7 more years, and then he got Rachel. But I kept studying and reading a different script, different Bible, and I said, no, like Mary, it's 1 week. How many of you I would taught the wrong way?
Yes, we were. This is Vivian until I found it out, yes.
Yeah,
I was
me
taught
too.
For 7 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Who else? Who else was taught the
I was.
Wait, you
got to
tell me your name. Your voice sounds like everybody else. Come on.
Hello, this is Mary. And
okay.
Now, yes, I was taught that, I believe that it was the 7 years, which I thought was weird, but it wasn't. But, you know, this is... 1 minute. Can I tell about an experience that I had that was with somebody who was married to two women? And that was the same thing. In India, I was visiting at a pastor's home. Before he had become a Christian, he had married the two women because he was Hindu. And when he became a Christian, he didn't know what to do with the two wives. So when we were visiting in his home, it was disconcerting to be served by both wives. And one was pregnant, and she decided she needed to faint while we were in the middle of the prayer group. It still goes on.
Yes. In some countries, yes. All right. Thank you, Sister Mary, for sharing that. You guys, Glory Dean, you did an excellent job. So from now on in the beginning, when you do your song, say, today
really,
I'm going to do
really
an excellent job.
Praise God. Because I really did look at that scripture good. He did, it was like polygamy what he did. We'll call it polygamy because he still went on and gave a Rachel to Jacob, but he still had to serve that 7 years for her. He still did that 7 years.
Yeah, even though he married her the next week, but he had to work polygamy. 7 more years.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't call it polygamy at that time. Yeah, we call it that, but they didn't call it that. So I want to ask you another question. All right, we're going to be praying in just a few minutes. I thank God for you all. All right, so we know that Leah had six children for Jacob. I want to know, what is the meaning of the name Reuben? What was Reuben? What was the meaning of his name? What did it mean?
Oh, I just threw all my papers in the garbage.
State your name.
We on
and then give me the answer. No, I'm just 30, asking you a question. I'm in that book, 29 and 30. What was the name? No, just, you know, you don't have to look it up, but I'm just asking. I'm going to give you the info if you don't know it. Okay, let me just give the info. So Reuben, she had the son Reuben, and she said, behold, I have a son. So that was his name. Behold, that was the meaning. So then Simeon means to hear, to be heard, and reputation. Now Levi was joined in harmony. You can look all these up. I looked them up. Judah, of course, you meant praise and song.
Yeah, I have them all right here.
All right. Issachar, his reward will come. And Zebulun, honor. Zebulun meant honor. And daughter, Dinah, it means avenged or judged or vindicated. All right? So all of those names have meaning. Now, I'm going to go over. We're going to start here next week. We're going to be praying in just a minute. And we're going to continue. But go ahead and do chapter 31 next week.
Next week.
Oh, my voice is echoing. All right, for next week, we're going to chapter 31. Write your five questions. I'm so proud of you guys. Y'all did excellent. I mean, we had more people did homework today than in a long time. We had four people. Oh, my God. I wish I had $100 for everybody that did homework. So I'm so excited. So listen, it's prayer time. So I'm going to ask Sister Vivian, can you pray for our baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser?
God, you are a good God. Baby Zoe, baby Chloe, and baby Kaiser. May Father gracious are you, Lord God. Lord, you have shown yourself mightily, God, in behalf of these children, God. And Father God, we continue to bring them before you, God, oh God, because your love is so innumerous, God. And Father God, we lift up these babies because you know them by name. You are the one created them in their mother's womb, God. You are the one, God, that gave that man that sperm for these babies to be born, God. You are the one, oh God, Father God, Father God, that knew them before they was even created, God. And Lord, we thank you for baby Zoe, Chloe, and Kaiser. And Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord God. Father God, that you continue to do your perfect work in them. Oh, God, we place them, oh, God, before you as the parent, oh, God, continually to place them before you, Lord God. Father God, that your spirit will be upon them, oh, God, continually, Lord, leading, guiding them all the way as they grow, oh, God. Let them grow in the admonition of you, God. Lord God, that they will be praisers, oh, God. Lord God, that they will be ones, oh, God, that glorifies your name, oh, God. God. Oh, and tell of your goodness, oh God. Oh, Father God, how they have come up. How the prayers of the saints went up for them, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we love you, Lord God, for what you do. When we witness the gracious and the goodness of the Lord, oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, because you just showed yourself mightily to us, oh God. Lord, where we look sometime at things again, dim, God, you showed us, God, the mighty power of you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for your mighty power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, oh God, that you have shown unto these children. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and no weapon now formed against them shall prosper. We know the enemy, oh God, would love to come, steal, kill, and destroy them, God. But, oh God, we come in your mighty power, God, believing, oh God, that these children shall live, and not die. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, until it's your time, oh God, Father God, oh God, that the enemy cannot have them, oh God, because they are, oh God, covered by your blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Well, it's closing time. Anybody got a prayer request before we close? Prayer request.
My nephew, Willie Earl Ferguson, is here. And, yes, Sister G, this is Sister Lainey. My nephew, Willie Earl Ferguson, he has several major issues in his body. I need healing.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to pray for Willie's healing? Somebody volunteer. Pray for Willie's healing.
Really?
Sister Glory Dean, you want to pray or someone?
Yep. For healing, Gloria Dean, for his brother, what's his name again?
His name is
Willie.
Willie, for his healing. Okay, we pray for his healing.
Yes.
Father God, we want to give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you thanks right now, God. We thank you for Willie, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you put Willie in this world. He came into this world, God, for a purpose. And he served his purpose, and he got more purpose to serve, God. We ask, God, that you touch his body right now. Touch his body, God, and let his body begin to be healed, God. Let the healings begin to take place in his body, Father. And as you take place in Willie's body, let Willie begin to bleed. Let him not doubt, but let him, and not even worry, but let him have that faith, God. Let him have that faith in Christ Jesus, because faith is what's going to bring him through. Faith is going to bring him through. And we thank you, Lord, that he will remember about faith, learn about faith, God, and believe it and act upon faith. And right now, God, we believe by the faith that we have that really is healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, in your precious, glorious name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Anybody else? And then we're going to close out.
Okay. I have three. One is the praise. We've been praying for Gary and Laura Drum in Tulsa. He had a liver transplant. They needed a smaller, less expensive house. They were able to sell their big house, and they have actually found a small house to rent until they can decide what to do next. So praise the Lord for answering those prayers. Krista is a 20-year-old in Nebraska who had a car accident. Her mother lived 2 hours away from her, and they had to air flight her to the hospital. So that family is just really kind of moving around in Nebraska and Wyoming. The other one is Lanny Sharp, who is this loving woman. Everybody in the company knows her. Her daughter had a terrible motorcycle accident, broken ribs, ankles, and all kinds of things going on. So these people have all asked for prayer. And so.
Okay. All right.
Lanny. Krista.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Lanny. And Krista, Lanny's daughter, and Krista. And
I got you.
Thanks for Gary. and Laura. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Sister Lainey, could you pray for the healing of these three people?
Yes, ma'am. God, we thank you that you made us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, from the inside out. You know our bodies. You regulate it. We bring them before you, God, because we bring you as the creator. You know how the body was created to operate. So, God, we pray that you would apply. You set your word and heal them, and we speak victory in Christ Jesus with the revelation of what Jesus did at Calvary, saying it's finished. He died for our healing. He died for our salvation, and he died for our healing and anything that we need. So we come in the name of Jesus, lifting these three before you, asking God for your mercy and your grace to be applied as you apply healing to their body. We speak wholeness in Jesus' name, Father, for continued favor, that the problems that they have will all be resolved by your divine intervention. We don't mind miracles. We enjoy miracles, and we need to see them every now and then. So, God, as you choose to heal them through doctors or through your divine intervention, it's going to be your business. It's your decision. We just ask for it, God, in Jesus' name. We ask for the grace of healing, the mercy of it, in Jesus' name. Meet every need by Christ Jesus. Realign the body. Realign everything from the inside out, the top of the head to the sole of the feet, that they will be whole in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, God, that you hear and answer prayer. You said, well, two or three touch and agree, you'll be in the midst of them. We know you hear the perfect prayer of the righteous bring great benefits. So we thank you, Father, for the great benefits of healing and wholeness. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And we love you, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Glory Jean, are you there?
I'm here.
Sister Glory Jean. Okay.
Yes,
I have
here.
Dr. Key on the phone. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes.
All right. Can you
yes.
pray for Dr. Key? He's on the phone. Can you pray for Dr.
Okay.
Key?
Okay. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for Dr. Key, God. Thank you for the doctor that you're using, God, that you created, God, to do a work, to come in this world, Father God, as one to help others with bones and get them straight so they can heal through the body. Not so much food, but using the body and strengthening the body, using him to be able to work the body the way it goes to help heal the body. We thank you, Lord, for healing our brother too, God. And we thank you, Lord, for healing him at this time, Father God. Heal his body right now, God. We ask him, Father God, that you begin to grow his body the way you want it to go, Father God. The foods that you wanted to eat, Father God. The exercises that goes with the food. But, God, let him eat the foods that you would desire for him to eat, Father God, to strengthen him up, God, that he will not continue to be sick, God, but that he'll begin to feel better, better and better. And we thank you, Lord, that he will feel better. He will be better, and he'll be back at work, God, helping others, God, through helping through the bones, God, exercises, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, as a chiropractor, Father God, he's helping others, Father God, how to be healed, God, with the bones in it, and massages, Father God, in the exercises. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, at the same time, healing our brother. Feeding him, Father God, with the way you want him to go. Feed him with the foods. Feed him. Help him with his bones, Father God, and let him continue to exercise, Father God, that he can get stronger day by day. And we thank you for Dr. Key. We thank you for him, God, helping others. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God.
Hey,
hi, Dr. Vivian. Hi, Dr. Key. This is Vivian.
Hello, Vivian. Hello.
We're just finishing up the radio program, Dr. Key.
Yeah, thank you for your prayer. Yeah.
So thank you for calling in. Anyone want to give a closing prayer before we close? Anybody want to close in prayer? All right, Sister Mary, you want to close in prayer?
Yes. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful, beautiful day and this wonderful Bible study and the prayer that has gone on, the learning that has gone on, and actually the fellowship. We just praise you. We thank you so much for Sister G and all that she does to bring her sisters and brothers along with her in joy and in learning. So we thank you, Lord. And we just ask that you would be with everyone who is on this call. You know their needs, their desires, their thoughts, their issues, all. You know all. But, Lord, we are so grateful that we can come to you and call upon you for whatever we think we need, but more importantly, that you grant us, you give us what we need. And Lord, I just ask that our need for more of you will be manifested. So we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for saying, ask you to be with everyone who is on the call as we wait until next week for Bible Storyland. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I love you all. Look forward to talking to each of you very soon. God loves you even more than I do. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month. And praise the Lord. Like you lost your mind. Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
Happy Sunday.